97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Well, all right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins, and the theme from the single greatest movie of all time ever made, Caddyshack. Yeah, love it. And I love that we switched back to that theme because feeling very optimistic this spring. You know, it's weather's getting better. It's almost planting season. I'll talk more about that in a moment. But speaking of planting and stuff, we've got a really good show for you today. And first up, we'll meet Nick Capon and his wife Dana. They're the new owners of the Ponderay Garden Center, of course, out on Highway 95, just a bit north of the Schweitzer Cutoff Road. Yes, it is full on springtime, and Ponderay Garden Center is stocked up and ready for the season ahead. I can't wait to hear about what's happening out there. And then in our second segment today, local sailor and realtor Chris Chambers will be joining us on behalf of the Sandpoint Sailing Association. They have an event coming up at the Panada Theater, and Chris will fill us in on that. And in our final segment, we'll once again welcome in Sherry Coldwell. This week, she'll be representing the Sandpoint, Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce, their leadership group, and they'll tell us about what leadership group is and about an event they have planned for next week's Cinco de Mayo celebration. Yeah, Cinco de Mayo is one of the great holidays of the entire year, and their event promises to be a blast. Like a big street party downtown Sandpoint. Can't wait to hear about that. What else is going on? Speaking of downtown, and this weekend, starting Friday and running through Sunday, the Sandpoint Shopping District's having their spring fling. 29 downtown shops, restaurants, and bars are participating in this event with great deals, giveaways, snacks, sips, and live music. You could win a $300 shopping spree. Who wouldn't want that? And a free night stay at Talus Rock Retreat, all by just shopping in downtown Sandpoint this weekend. For more information, go to downtownsandpoint.com. What else is happening? There's an open cornhole this evening at McDuff's Beer Hall, $10 for a six-game guarantee. Also, tomorrow evening, I think it's, wait, maybe this is tonight. No, it is tonight at I Saw Something Shiny on First Avenue from 4 until 8 is a Lost in the 50s fundraiser. Come and have some fun and help support the 50s car show and great weekend. There'll be a DJ spinning classic 50s tunes, a silent auction, raffles, stuff like that, and you can go to I Saw Something Shiny's Facebook page and learn more about it. Ponderay Winery Friday night has John Fershey, good buddy of ours, playing from 5 until 8. There's a cornhole tournament brought to you by the 7B Baggers this Friday and Saturday out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. You can go to sandpointcornhole@gmail.com to learn more about that. And I talked about, you know, spring, great sign of it right here. The Sandpoint Farmers Market opens on Saturday. Yeah, shop for fresh produce and artisan goods from 9 until 1. And then after Saturday, it's going to be held every Saturday from 9 to 1 and every Wednesday and from 3 to 5:30 through October, the middle of October. You can go to sandpointfarmersmarket.com. And by the way, if you are a fan of buying the great flower baskets at Lake Ponderay High School, Randy Wilhelm and his kids out there, they are going to start selling them on Monday. Yeah, I bought some last year for the first time, and they were great. Lasted all season. Silverwood opens up this Saturday for the season. It's just a $20 ticket for anybody any age this weekend, so that's a great deal. Bring the kids out there. And Saturday live music at Ponderay Winery is the contemporary and classic sounds of Kosh, an acoustic vocal soloist. That's at the winery on Saturday. As you heard right here on this show the other day, the fundraiser for David Rachel is going on this weekend at the New Paddlers Ale House in Ponderay. It runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Paddlers Ale House. So get on out there and check it out. Great local beers they sell. And this kid, David Rachels, was a victim of an accident and 19 years old and needs help with medical bills and stuff. So there's auctions and raffles and music and all kinds of great stuff going on. Check it out tomorrow, Saturday or Sunday at Paddlers Ale House. The Selkirk Crest chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is having their 31st annual big game banquet coming up May the 7th. That's next week, believe it or not. And that always sells out. So you want to go online and get your tickets and reserve your table for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation annual big game banquet. And it's kind of, that's amongst all the things that are going on in our little area. And going on the show, of course, as I just said, we'll have the folks from the Ponderay Garden Center with us. Chris Chambers is going to come on and talk about Sandpoint Sailing, and Sherry Coldwell will be with us to talk about the Chambers Leadership Group and their Cinco de Mayo party. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Hey people, those warmer summer months are coming up soon. Is it too early to start cracking those windows open for a little fresh air? Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and we don't think so. But before we jump the gun too much, we need to remember that those open windows are also an open invitation to all those flying pests. Ah yes, that little buzzing, whining air, the unwanted guests of our warmer months. So it may serve you well to make a tour around your house to check on the conditions of your window screens. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring in your damaged screens for repair or to build your new ones. We can also install a retractable screen door for your home. There when you need them, out of sight when you don't. Or perhaps a combination storm door screen door, lockable for security with self-storing glass panels when it gets cold again. At Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, we can also replace your fogged or hazy window glass with new crystal clear insulated glass units without disturbing the frame itself. If I may offer a word to the wise, these are very popular services, so the sooner you let us know what you need, the better. Come see us at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing. It felt like we were a part of it all. I don't know if I do it justice trying to describe it, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Healthy plants and happy gardens are grown with love and care at the Flower Farm.
Hi, this is John from the Flower Farm. We're now open and jam-packed with perfect pansies, heavenly hardy perennials, and don't forget to reserve your hanging basket now while the selection is good. We'll keep it safe and warm for you till mid-May, and we look forward to seeing you.
The Flower Farm on Selly Road, just north of Sandpoint, open 9 to 5 daily or online at sandpointflowerfarm.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Oh, All right, we are back. Our first segment here on North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and Nate Capen is with us. His wife Dana is here as well, but she's not going to talk to us because it's just the way she is. Just kidding. Just told her I was going to embarrass her. Nate, how are you?
I'm doing great.
It's great to have you here. It's great to have you in the greater Sandpoint area. And as I was telling you when I met you a few weeks ago, folks around here, people who are fans of the Pondera Garden Center, might have been a little nervous when they saw it was for sale, didn't know what it was going to become. It's such a great piece of property and really neat old farm and everything. But what have you decided to do with it?
Well, we are going to continue to do business as usual. We're offering the same products. And then I think some of the new and exciting things that we're going to add to the business. One, we are actively growing our first batch of native nursery stock. So we,
awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. And we purchased from Clifty View, which is a grower up north, a local grower. And we have 10 species of native plants, 100 of each, a mix of conifers, deciduous trees, and shrubs that we're going to grow. And our goal is to be able to sell estate-grown native plants.
That's great.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. And then another new side to the business that we're going to add, or that we have added, is that I'm offering landscape architecture design services.
Wonderful.
I'm a licensed landscape architect with over 20 years of experience. And obviously, it's just myself right now, so I can only take on so much. And I'm currently booked up this spring, but we're really excited about how we can help the community and what we can offer through our design services as well.
And you were telling me that most of your crew, if not all of it, are very experienced gardeners and arborists themselves.
Yeah, we have a great staff of, I think we're around 13 people, and a wide range of experience and interests, master gardeners, herbalists. Wayne, who leads our hardscape department, is a previous home builder out of Jackson Hole, and he also was a landscape architect for many years in five different states. We currently have a Kristen, who's our plant department lead, and she's a botanist. She worked for the Forest Service for 10 years. We have a very, very stellar staff. And then my wife, whose background is in mental health counseling, she has a strong passion for
plants. Yeah, I need
to
talk to her.
But she has a real strong passion for plants, and she brings that energy, and she's just really excited to be a part of this as well.
So needless to say, having said all of that, you come out there if you need some advice. Your people are the people to talk to.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we just hope to continue to grow that knowledge base. I mean, I know that's one of the visions that we have. You know, like I said, we plan to do business as usual, but we also just want to continue to elevate the plant knowledge out there. And we welcome, for anyone listening, we welcome the community to come out, and we want to be a place where we do talk about plants, and we're excited about it, and we can learn from each other.
Yeah, that's wonderful stuff. Tell us about yourself, your background, how you ended up in Sandpoint.
Yeah. So for me, this move is kind of a full circle story, and it's really exciting for me to share with people. I was born and raised in Spokane. Both of my parents were born in northern Montana, and I have family up in this region. My grandpa, who would farm Christmas trees out of Eureka, Montana, and then had a domestic tree farm in Spokane. I grew up helping him on the farm, and I think that's really where my love for the landscape and plants began. And then also, obviously, just growing up in this region, hunting and fishing. In fact, one of my good friends, Jim Hance, I think, is listening. He's 80, and he taught me how to duck hunt and goose hunt up in this area. And so, anyways, I was raised up here, or in Spokane and in this area, and then I pursued a career in landscape architecture. And I went to Washington State University, and during that time, I worked for two of the three partners that owned the garden center.
Oh, okay.
I worked for them for their business out of Spokane, doing landscape construction, design, build construction. And I think I was like in my 20s, and they bought the Pondere Garden Center. It was an old farm at that time. Mm-hmm. No one lived there. And I have this vision of, or memory of standing at the property, and I thought, man, what a really cool place, right? What a really neat location. And then I moved. I moved away and I practiced landscape architecture in different countries and then landed over on the West Coast. I lived in Portland, Oregon for 15 years. And
you don't seem old enough to have all this experience behind you.
I hear that. I'm not lying. but I was just really ambitious, I think. And so, I practiced landscape architecture mostly out of Portland, Oregon, for a firm called Walker Macy, which we did large federal, state, and projects for universities such as University of Washington, Washington State University, Oregon State University. And then I kind of just got to a point where I really enjoyed the work. It was great work, but I really felt, one, I was missing home, mm-hmm. and two, I just felt disconnected from plants and land and really what got me into the profession. And so how we ended up here is my wife and I, we were tired of living in Portland also for a variety of reasons. And I found a job. There was a job posting for a landscape architect for the city of Sandpoint. Mm. And so I pulled my resume together. And first time I had done it in 15 years because I was with this firm for a long time. And pulled my resume together. And then I called the owners of Pondere Garden Center and said, you know, hey, I'm thinking of coming back home. Do you know anyone at the city? Because I'm going to apply for this job. And they said, well, you should buy the garden center. And I said, well, I got to talk to my wife. And my wife is a very quick decision. She's yes or no. And so I called her up. And I said, hey, do you want to do this? And she said, yep. And I thought, oh, no. Here we are.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so we moved pretty quick. Yeah, we... and again, the guys, Ty Ullman, Tim Sweet, and Larry Wyckoff were the owners of the Garden Center.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a great experience. They're still supportive. And it was just a really fun experience. And so when we landed here, it just, again, even though I'm not from Sandpoint, I'm from the region, it really feels like home. And,
yeah.
And we're just excited to be a part of a great community.
And we're lucky to have you here. Speaking of the education part, you talked about your qualified employees. You have a fruit tree pruning workshop coming up this Saturday. It is at the Garden Center with Rich DiCarlo. He's a certified arborist. And I know that I prune my trees incorrectly, so this is something that a lot of us should take advantage of. It is from noon until 2, and you need to RSVP, let you know you're coming, or how does it work?
So for this year, it's a free class. We're mm-hmm. going to have Rich there, and he's going to be doing a demonstration on the existing fruit trees that were part of the original farm. So they're mature apple trees. I think it's a Macintosh that he's going to do a demonstration on. And no, we're not requiring an RSVP. We're going to have a little table set up. He'll have his pruning shears, and it's just a pretty informal class. And at that same time, we do have a very small amount of bare root fruit stock also that we will be selling if someone's interested in trying that. And bare root stock, for those of you who don't know, is essentially tree stock that is not in a pot, so the roots are loose, but it's a little more cost-effective way to grow a fruit tree, and also they tend to establish a lot better. So, it'll be a fun day, and we're excited to have Rich up there, which when I reached out to Rich DiCarlo, he knew my cousin, who's an arborist out of Spokane. So, again, just a fun way to kind of reconnect with this region.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So that is this Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pondere Garden Center, and it's absolutely free. So if you have fruit trees and want to know how to prune them, this is take advantage of this and see what they all have in stock and everything. And then you have a Mother's Day sale coming up the following weekend, and you'll be hearing those ads right here on the radio. It'll be 20% off all annuals, 10% off roses, and select maple trees. You have lots of other trees in stock, and you were telling me you're getting more and more stock coming in daily. And it's so exciting for spring. We're ready to go. Before we let you go, tell us about your hours. When are you there and when are you not?
Yeah, our hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then Saturday, we're 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. are our hours. Yep.
And you have a Facebook page, right?
We do not have a Facebook page. We did though recently with the purchase of the business. We significantly upgraded the website. We're really proud of that.
Oh, gotcha.
That'd be www.ponderegarden.com. And again, as you can imagine with this first year of our business, we're definitely doing a lot of different things, but we will continue to update the website, and provide information there as well.
Again, that's ponderegarden.com for more information. Of course, Pondere Garden Center and their wonderful new owners, on Highway 95, just a bit north of, you're north of that hippie store, right?
Yeah. In fact, we're the next property. They're our neighbor.
Yeah.
Correct.
And so that's a bit north of both the Kootenai Cutoff and Schweitzer Cutoff Road. So get on out there and check it out. And again, the fruit tree pruning workshop is free this Saturday at noon. And look for the big Mother's Day sale coming up the following weekend, because historically, the old wives' tale around Sandpoint is you can plant after Mother's Day. So that's the weekend to get your trees and flowers and all of that at the Pondere Garden Center. Nate, thanks for coming on. You did great, by the way. We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, thanks so much. And again, we just are really grateful that we're here and feeling so welcome. So thank you.
It's great to have you. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, our old buddy Chris Chambers is with us. He's going to be talking about the Sandpoint Sailing Association and what exactly they do and all of that. And they have an event coming up that you can participate in too, so stick around.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, save time, shop online, and pick up your items at the store or have them delivered to your home. It's easy and convenient. Go to superonefoods.net and select your items. Then set the time to pick up your groceries in one of the reserved parking spaces at the store or have them delivered. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring. Great jobs with some positions starting at $18 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo Thursday, May 5th with Leadership Sandpoint. This year, it'll be held at 113 Main Street, the old Truby's building, from 4:30 to 9:30. Enjoy block party food trucks, drinks, and outdoor yard games. There'll be a silent and online auction and a raffle. Big items include a Schweitzer season pass, a wheelbarrow full of booze, and a private Shook Twins concert. Proceeds will benefit Bonner County Historical Society and Kadiksu Land Trust. Don't miss Cinco de Mayo at 113 Main Street in Sandpoint.
Hi, this is Lauren with Knutson Chevrolet. Come celebrate the Knutson In-Stock Savings event, where you can choose from over 75 new Chevy Silverados, including a 2022 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab Custom 4-Wheel Drive for only $41,438. That's 5% off MSRP. And a 2022 Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4 for only $48,318, also 5% off MSRP, plus tax and fees after rebate. We have 2022 Chevy Silverado Double Cab and Crew Cab 4x4s to choose from. Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership since 1939 that puts customer service above all else. Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClick Drive. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Anne Murray, the bad word about me.
All right, we are back here in our second segment, North Idaho Thursday. Our guest, Chris Chambers, is joining us. Chris is not wearing his realtor hat today. He's wearing his sailing cap and representing the Sandpoint Sailing Association. And Chris, first off, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Good. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's great to have you here. And tell us about the Sandpoint Sailing Association. What do you guys do? And give us a little history.
I'd be happy to do that. Thank you again. So the Sailing Association was formed in the mid-90s as a way to foster community involvement with the activity of sailing and just get people out on the water. It's a fun way to spend an afternoon. It's a very green sport. It's just a nice, peaceful way to spend some time. And what happens over time is that evolves into more serious sailing, and therefore there are a number of regattas that are held throughout the year, and the fleets then grow out of the organic kind of start of an association like this. And so we have a very active racing program with a J-24 fleet and a Capri 25 fleet, that's been going on, like I say, for well over 25-30 years now. All coming out of the Windbag is where we hold all of our events.
And you guys have, is there like a group of sailors from here that travel around and go to other races and things like that?
We do. That's part of the fun of the sport. So, you know, an entry into the sport is just to go out and recreational sail, and then you start to learn more about the rules and, you know, start to kind of get into the fun competition. And it is, for the most part, it's fun and friendly competition, and Flathead Lake has a very active sailing community, and so in the summertime we'll pack up boats and go over there and compete in their regatta. They come and reciprocate, and so we go to Flathead Lake. We travel to Seattle and Shilshoal Marina and the Corinthian Yacht Club there and do a lot of racing with that fleet as well.
And there was a big event here a few years ago.
There was. We had the Thistle National Championship here.
It brought a lot of people into town, a lot of boats everywhere.
There were a lot of boats. It was a fun time. We had almost 100 competitive, almost 100 boats competing. Each one of those boats has at least three people on board. And so that was quite an event. We pretty much took over the lawn in front of the Edgewater there and the beach area. And they were here for a week, and that's a very fun group and part of the social element of sailing as well, because they intentionally schedule their national championships at fun places to go sail. So it's adult summer camp for them. And then people from all over the country pack up their boats. They stack them three deep on a trailer. Somebody gets the responsibility of driving cross country, and they go to all these venues. They're actually going to be in Flathead at the Flathead Yacht Club, North Flathead Yacht Club there, not in 2022, but 2024.
Yeah, that's a great place to go, and, you know, comparable to coming here. So they're both wonderful places. Who wouldn't want to be in Sandpoint or Kalispell area in the summertime?
I mean, it's just, right.
Yeah, you got everything. Say you're a wannabe sailor, maybe freshly retired or whatever, at a great place in life. I've always really loved the lake. I love summertime. How do I get into sailing?
Well, that's a great question. And we have struggled with that for a number of years, trying to put together a community sailing program. And I say struggled only because the city's been just a great partner to work with, and they let us keep instructional boats down at the marina, and they built a special docks down there so we can run sailing classes with them. But we've always tried to grow that program to where it becomes a broader community-based activity. And so right now, in conjunction with the recreation department with the city, we're expanding our community sailing to a much broader base. We're actually going to try and put an employee down there to check people out on the boat. So if a very simple program, if you become a member of the Sailing Association, which for an individual is $65 for a year, then you can go down and get checked out on one of the boats. You can take a class through the city if you would like. But once you get checked out on one of the boats that we have down there, the club boats as we call them, you can just go down there and sign up for a time just like you would go to the the city's website and sign up for a picnic site or sign up for a campsite. You can.
So for $65 a year,
correct,
you have access to a sailboat.
Correct. One of our 14-foot keelboats down there.
So what a bargain.
It's kind of a great no-brainer. And it's, you know, we have the insurance in place, and it does require a healthy amount of cooperation with the city. And so we're still, I say some of these things, the fee structure's in place, and we're trying to get the last little details of the employee worked out. We're working with Jennifer Stapleton and Jason Wiley down at the city. Mm-hmm. And like I say, they have been phenomenal. But the idea is to open up sailing to the entire community as broadly as we can. And we'll provide the equipment, we'll provide the instructors, and we just need a little help with the manpower to keep the scheduling and the people flowing through there, because there's no real cost to us to operate the boats.
That's great. That's wonderful stuff. How do people find out more? Is there a website or anything like that?
There's two things you can do. Our website at sandpointsailing.org, or if you'd like some more in-person information, we are going to have a community event on May the 14th at the Panada. That's Saturday at 6 p.m. And so we're going to be showing a couple of sailing films and kind of a meet and greet. So anybody that wants to come and learn more about the program, we'll run it from 6 to 9 p.m. And, of course, the Panada will have beer and wine and be doing their service, but it's really more of an opportunity to come learn about the upcoming programs that we're going to be launching and how to get involved in the sport.
So there's a feature film, The Weekend Sailor. Have you seen it? Do you know about it?
I have seen the trailer of it. I have not watched the full-length movie. I'm saving it for the event. I want to see it in Canada. It's supposed to be a great, great movie from everything I've read.
So according to the trailer, what's it all about?
It's about a kind of a amateur team that stumbles into a very ultimately enters into a round the world type race, and there are multiple configurations of those races and regattas, and they actually end up winning. So it's a fun story.
And I remember years ago there was the Spud Cup. Is that still an event?
Yes, it is. The Spud Cup got its name because we try not to take ourselves too seriously, and it's just, so if you win the annual lake championship, you get a big potato. And so we always have the Spud Cup on Labor Day weekend, and it runs Saturday, Sunday, and we typically end up with 30 to 50 boats that will show up for that. From the south end of the lake in Seattle, they'll come over. We'll expect to see a lot of J-24s this year because the world championships for the J-24s are going to be held in 2 years in Seattle. So there'll be a lot of boats trying to qualify at regional events like our Spud Cup.
So the Sandpoint Sailing Association has a great event coming up on May the 14th at the Panada Theater with the feature film, The Weekend Sailor, that Chris just told us about. And you can learn more about what they do and how you, too, can get into sailing, or even if you're an experienced sailor, how you get involved with this group. It is, again, May the 14th. Doors open at 6. Program starts at 7. Beer and wine will be served. Suggested ticket price is just $10 on a sliding scale. You just pay what you can. You guys are awfully easy to get along with. That's just great. No one will be turned away, and the event is sponsored in part by Connie's Cafe and Lounge, Larson's Clothing Store, and Seattle Sailmaker Ballard Sails. For more information on this or anything else, just go online at sandpointsailing.org, or as my daughter Ricky would say, sandpointsailing.org. She always corrects me about that. Chris Chambers, it's great to have you here. Was there anything else? Did I forget anything?
No, I think you've covered it. Just hope that we can involve some more people. We are also, we have a board member who is going to be taking on a disabled sailing program, veterans and things of that nature. And so that'll be free. We'll be rolling out more information. That'll be out of the Windbag Marina as well.
Okay.
And so, we'll be rolling out more information on that.
I think there's other sailing-related classes and camps and things that you could find in the Sandpoint Rec Department's spring recreation guide. So
that's correct. That'll be published here pretty quick, and we always run sailing classes with the city through them. So
that's great. To learn more about Sandpoint Sailing Association, just simple to remember, Sandpoint Sailing morph.org and mark your calendars for Saturday, Morph May 14th, and check out their event at the Panada Theater. Chris Chambers, thanks for joining us. It's great to have you. We've had your wife, Kathy's been on the show several times over the last 30 years. And this is your first time coming on with me.
That is. Thank you. It's been fun.
All right. We'll do it again sometime. We are going to take our final break for today. When we come back, our good buddy Sherry Coldwell is with us. And this week, she's talking about Sandpoint Leadership Program. It's run through the Chamber of Commerce and a great, fun event coming up on Cinco de Mayo. We'll learn all about it right after this.
Bob Dylan live on stage. An unforgettable evening with Bob Dylan. Saturday, May 28th at First Interstate Center for the Arts. Tickets on sale now at bobdylan.com. Don't miss Bob Dylan live in concert. Show will start promptly at 8 p.m. Produced by AEG Presents.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing. It felt like we were a part of it all. I don't know if I do it justice trying to describe it, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Sauter, and I'm running for the Idaho Legislature, Seat 1A. I'm a traditional conservative Republican. I'm pro-life and pro-Second Amendment. I'm an advocate for jobs and education. As a retired fire chief, community volunteer, and family forester, I have the leadership ability, education, and experience to represent our North Idaho communities. I'm asking for your vote on May 17th.
Paid for by Campaign for Mark Sauter, Ryan Wells, Treasurer.
Pack River Store is hiring for motivated line cooks, prep cooks, dishwashers, and servers, offering competitive pay plus tips for all positions, easy scheduling, and matching 401k. To apply, go to packriverstore.com or give them a call.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things, like get tattoos of her face or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat, an Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm
all right. All right. We are back. Our final segment for today, our final segment for this week here on North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by my good friend, Sherry Coldwell, who, of course, is the executive director of the Sandpoint Area Seniors and the Senior Center. And it's not what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about Senior Center next week. But just want to mention something about the Senior Center. You just cooked how many meals?
75 servings of chicken piccata.
75 servings of chicken piccata.
From scratch.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, that sauce was delicious, though.
But it's great. So you are still looking to hire a full-time cook, chef.
We are.
So you don't have to do everything and do all the cooking. Everybody's chipping in and helping out. And those 75 meals aren't all in person? A lot of them get delivered to people.
Yes, about half of them, a little bit more than half, will get delivered out to the folks here in Sandpoint and in Ponderay and Kootenai.
That's great. But then again, we're not talking about the Senior Center today. We are talking about Leadership Sandpoint, which is a function every year, except one COVID year, of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. And for anybody who doesn't know, what is Leadership Sandpoint? What is the leadership classes?
Well, it's something that's put on by pretty much every chamber of commerce. So no matter what city you live in America, you have an opportunity to attend this leadership training program. And it's a way to really get connected with your roots and within the community here. Every class we go and visit a different industry, whether it's logging, the rail industry. We've visited folks over at what is it called? I can't think. The guys that build the big timber sleds, those guys.
Yeah,
so you know, we just go and visit different industries within the community, get to learn how they were established here, what they offer to the community, you know, how many folks living locally work for them. And it's a really great way to just connect and learn more and kind of entrench yourself into the culture of Sandpoint. And I thought this was a wonderful opportunity for me to get to know my new home, especially working at the Senior Center. And I've made a lot of great friends and connections and learned so much about the history. Our first day was all about the history of Sandpoint, and I just found it really fascinating and really fun. And this is a very interesting town with a very colorful history.
Yeah, absolutely is. And I know two of my daughters have gone through the leadership program, and just we were raving about it. So why is that? Why do people like it so much?
I think, like I said, it's all about connections, you know, making connections with your fellow classmates who are here and representing different industries within town, and just learning about, you know, what this community is all about. I don't know how else to put it. It's just such a fun and fascinating way to really get to know this community.
So when you sign up for the leadership program, and you can go to the Chamber's website and find out more about it, it's like a year-long series of...
It's actually 2 years.
2 years.
The first year, your cohort is going through the process, and then the second year, your cohort facilitates the new class. So we help with teaching them and getting them set up with all the different field trips and the many things that we've gone through and visited, whether it's, you know, in the service industry or health and wellness industry or light industry, I guess is what you would call it. Yeah,
that's wonderful, but it's not like super demanding of your time, even though it's a 2-year process. How often do you get together?
It's once a month meet. I believe it's the third Wednesday of the month, and it is all day. But you know, that last hour to your classes, talking about your fundraising events. So each class around December, January will sit and have presentations from different nonprofits within the community who are seeking fundraising for whatever event that they have going on or need for whatever they have going on. And then we vote as a class and pick whichever one or two we want to support for our Cinco de Mayo fundraiser. And so this year's Cinco de Mayo fundraiser, we're going to be raising funds for the Bonner County Historical Society and Kiniksu Land Trust. It turns out that both organizations were looking for historical signage, so we thought this would be a great way to kind of help both organizations at the same time.
Yeah, the Historical Society, we've had the girls on the show several times in recent years. They have just done such a great job of kind of like revitalizing the museum and that whole organization.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Breathing new life into it and updating the displays and things like that. So a very worthy cause. And of course, Kiniksu Land Trust, you can't say enough about the wonderful things they do. And you mentioned nonprofits, and a lot of people don't know, but the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce is its own nonprofit. It is not supported by the state or the city or the, you know, nationally or the national organization. It is a standalone nonprofit and therefore needs to raise money to keep functioning and keep serving the visitors and, you know, the tourism.
Absolutely.
Here in Sandpoint. And so your group, every year the leadership program would put together its own fundraising event. And as you said, the beneficiaries this year are the Bonner County Historical Society and Kiniksu Land Trust. And they've usually, at least in the years that I've been aware of it, have tried to do something to do with Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. And this year, you're taking that Cinco de Mayo date once again, but it's different than past years. Mm-hmm. How are you doing this?
Well, we're making it more of a big block party. We're going to have a two or three food trucks. We're going to have live music and games.
Beer?
We're going to have beer. Woo! And thank you to Justin at Trinity. We'll have beer, wine, and some mid-shelf alcohols so you can purchase beverages. And there'll also be a more family-friendly fare as well. Lots of games and auction items, raffle items. We have a couple of big-ticket items. And forgive me, I can't think of all of them off the top of my head, but one for sure is the Timber Sled folks are going to be donating us a Polaris generator. So it's like a $750 generator. Yeah, it's legit.
And especially if you're new to town,
you need that. Yeah, definitely need that. Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, we'll have live music. It'll be very much a party sort of atmosphere. And I hope that you're all able to come and join us on May 5th. It's a Thursday, and we'll be out there pretty much from, I think it starts at like 4 or 5. I'm sorry. I have to check my...
I'll be there at 3:30.
Yeah, we'll be there at 4 setting up. So, you know, you're welcome to come and have a margarita while you're watching us work.
And how late does it go? Or are you looking it up right now?
I am, because my memory is terrible, and unfortunately I left all of my notes in my car, which is in the shop, which is helpful, you know. So, yeah, we'll have, let's see. Oh, one of the other auction items for those of you who are Shook Twins fans, they're going to be offering a private concert. So if you're a fan of the Shook Twins, and who isn't, please come down and bid on that. I know you've got a big birthday coming up that you want to have a private show. So,
and of course, we just announced for the festival at Sandpoint, the Shooks will once again be gracing our stage.
Oh,
opening
wonderful.
For Gregory Allen Isakoff, who... we've longed to have for many, many years, and it just worked out that way this year. And he, because he used to tour with the girls, he insisted that they open for him.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's going to be a great show.
That is.
And so, yes, the block party is going to be from 4:30 to 9:30, and it's going to be down at where the old historic Trubies building is. And
but 2nd and Main,
I believe. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be quite fun. We're going to have... a blast, I think. So
blocking off Main Street from 1st to 2nd?
I believe so. I'm not on the planning committee. I'm on the media committee, so I'm not quite sure where they're at.
Let's just go with that.
We're just going to say yes. That's where it's going to be.
And conveniently located just one door down from Jalapenos on Cinco de Mayo.
I know.
So you can go there for lunch and then just stroll on over to the old Trubies building and enjoy the Cinco de Mayo fundraiser for the Chamber's leadership group happening from 4 until, what did you say, 7?
It's 4:30 to
9:30. 4:30 to 9:30, mm-hmm. So well into the night. So
oh, yeah.
A great event, and it's exciting that the Trubies building is actually being used. I mean, it's been sitting basically empty for long time.
We're all excited to get in there.
Yeah, that'll be good. And then with that money, again, you're donating the proceeds to Kinnicksu Land Trust and the Bonner County Historical Society. And a big shout out to Justin Dick. He does so much to help this event every year. And
he's also a previous leadership graduate. So it's awesome to have him still part of the alumni.
Yeah, so mark your calendar for next Thursday, one of the great holidays. It's right up there with St. Patrick's Day, if you ask me. Cinco de Mayo, and that is next Thursday on the 5th day of May, and we'll hopefully see you out on the streets. Hopefully we'll see you at Farmer's Market, which opens this Saturday. And
we'll be there too, selling raffle tickets for our wheelbarrow full of booze. It's a brand new wheelbarrow full of brand new bottles of booze.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll be there too. We'll make a donation. But.
And you get the wheelbarrow too. So, you know, it's only $5 for a ticket.
All right. We've got to go. That's it for this week. Sherry, thanks for joining us. I'm back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
97.1, KQ46EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.